Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Foundry United Methodist Church. My name is Ginger Gaines Sorelli, and I'm the senior pastor here at Foundry. On behalf of all of our pastors and staff, welcome. We're glad that you are here with us today. On the first Sunday of July, how did it happen? Here we are. It's good to be here. It's good to be at Foundry today, and we're so glad that you're with us. Whether you're here in our sanctuary or joining us through live stream, together we are the body of Christ. Together we are one in the Spirit. What a gift. And we want to especially welcome those who may be visiting with us today or guests among us. We're glad that you have come to be with us as we kick off our summer preaching series with our theme, Drop the Mic. It's good to have you with us. We want you to know that no matter where you've come from today, and no matter where you go at the close of this service, no matter what you believe or doubt, no matter what you feel or don't feel today, no matter your immigration status, no matter whom you love, you're welcome to come just as you are, to be met by our God who knows you by name and who loves you and who wants to have an ever closer relationship with you. Welcome. We're going to begin our celebration by singing together. Gather Us In is in the small black The Faith We Sing volume that you'll find in the pews. It's number 2236. Let's rise as we're able and sing together.
Invite you now to be seated as you would wish as we continue to gather ourselves in worship this morning. We are so glad you're here with us in worship. Whether this is your first time here or you've been here for many, many times, this is your church, and we're glad you're with us. As we gather ourselves in this morning, we want to celebrate your presence here with us, and so I want to invite your attention to the black pads at the left end of your pews. If you'll pull that out now and pay attention to the pads you'll find there, there's a place for you to register your attendance. And if you're a first-time guest or visitor, we ask you to fill out that additional pad there, tear that sheet out here in a little bit, and place it in the offering plate so that we can be in touch with you later in the week. Immediately after worship today, we invite you to continue the time of fellowship and celebration that we've begun by joining us for our coffee hour immediately out the doors of the sanctuary here and to the right, and our community commons. You can guarantee there'll be good food and good conversation to be had. As we continue to gather ourselves in addition to all the things that you'll find printed in your worship guide, there are a couple of things we want to lift in particular for your attention, including our first Sunday ID ministry offering, which helps our neighbors get their IDs and access to basic necessities. In addition to our first Sunday offering, which you can contribute to as you leave the sanctuary today, We're also in need of clothing donations, which you'll find detailed in your bulletin. So pay particular attention to that announcement. And if you've got any other questions about the ID ministry or how you can be supportive, you can talk to Pastor Ben, who'll be glad to tell you all there is to know. Foundry's Youth Ministries invite all of our youth to join them for a Nats family baseball game on July 8th at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are currently available for $18, and they need to be pre-purchased. So if you want more information about that, you can find that in the bulletin, or you can talk to Miss Whitney here at the front of the sanctuary, and she'll be glad to help you get connected. Next Sunday, we'll be hosting pastors' coffees immediately after both services. You don't have to register for those, but they are great ways to get connected to Foundry and explore what life and ministry looks like here in this place. And it's also the first step for those of you who might be interested in exploring the commitment of membership here in this community of faith. If you're interested in that, you can talk to myself or Pastor Malcolm here at the front of the sanctuary immediately after worship, or you can just join us next Sunday after either of those worship celebrations. And finally, but absolutely most importantly, we invite you to help us fight the summer literacy slide here in D.C. by signing up to be a reader for children with Project Transformation. Friends, this is an incredibly important ministry that Pastor Ben has helped us get connected to. There are opportunities for 15 people per day from Foundry to help kids continue to engage in reading throughout the summer as schools come to an end. If you want more information about that, you can talk to Pastor Ben. We have space available July 16th through the 19th and July 30th through August 2nd. Friends, that's all of the business we have to cover here this morning. In addition to these announcements, we invite you to expand the capacity of your hearts as we lift up a couple of prayer concerns here in this community. We pray for John Ennis and Margaret Johansson, both of whom are in nursing care, for Norman and Francis Prince, Leo Lawless and Leslie Kirk, Susan Gundling. We continue to pray for people who are recovering from natural disasters around our world and communities and families impacted by gun violence, and lift up particular prayers this day for missionaries that have been unjustly detained in the Philippines that our own United Methodist Church is in connection with. And finally, we extend our prayers to Matthew Webb and his family following the death of his mother, Donna, on June 17th, and to the family of Jack Smith, the brother of Bill Smith, a member of our congregation. A memorial service for Jack will be held today at Auburn United Methodist Church in Eufaula, Alabama. Friends, let us now pause for a moment of prayer. Gather us in, O God, we pray, whether we come from places of joy and excitement or places of fear and loneliness. Remind us as we gather in this community that indeed we are not alone. You are with us and you have gathered us into this place that we might find companions on the journey. For all those things which we've named aloud and for all those things which we hold silently now in our hearts, be with us, comfort us, hold and keep us. We ask in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Siblings in Christ, today we celebrate that Bishop Latrell Miller Easterling and the cabinet of the Baltimore-Washington Annual Conference have prayerfully discerned the appointment of Reverend Dr. Malcolm Frazier as Foundry's new Senior Associate Pastor and Director of Hospitality and Care. Malcolm, we celebrate your presence and we welcome you as our partner in ministry.
People of the household of God, as persons committed to participate in the ministries of the church by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness, will you who celebrate Malcolm's new beginning here at Foundry Church uphold him in the ministries for which he's been called? Pastor Malcolm, we reaffirm our commitment to support you with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness.
Pastor Malcolm, receive this stole signifying your ordination and shepherd us as a pastor.
Whew. This yoke has been laid upon me, and I willingly take it on myself.
We invite you now to come and stand that we might lay hands upon you. And friends, we invite you, as you're able, to rise and extend your arms out, hands out, palms up, as we offer a sign of blessing and pray for Pastor Malcolm and his ministry among us. Almighty God, from generation to generation, you have led us, and you have been faithful to call up new leaders, that with integrity and intention we might proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks for your servant Malcolm, for his faithfulness in following your call, and his willingness to serve alongside us. Send your Holy Spirit upon him and grant him and us patience, courage, and wisdom, so to care for one another and challenge one another, that together we may follow Jesus Christ, living together in love and offering our gifts and talents in your service. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Friends, will you please join me in welcoming our new family member? Pastor Malcolm is here. We want to let you know that beginning as soon as this coming week, there are opportunities for you to be gathering with Pastor Malcolm in homes around the DMV. And there's information about those gatherings. You can register to sign up because people are hosting them in their homes. We need to know how many folks are coming. Online, there's a link in your worship guide under the care ministry section of the bulletin. So please take note of that link. Or you can pick up a card today at our welcome desk that outlines the varieties of opportunities to meet with Pastor Malcolm, to get to talk with him personally, and to hear more about him. Let us continue in our welcome by singing together now, Welcome. The song is printed in your worship guide, so turn to page 10, I think it is, somewhere in there. Let's sing together, Welcome.
You may be seated. And at this time, I invite all of our young friends forward for our time with children. Good morning, guys. How's it going? Come on down. Got a lot of friends here this morning. Some other folks probably out of town. Well, good morning, Miss Naomi. All right. Well, this morning, hi. Oh, a bunch of people on this side, too. Come on over here. Hi, Kate. You want to start? You can sit here next to me. All right. Well, if you were here just a minute ago, you might have seen that we just welcomed a very special new person to our Foundry family. Who is that? Where do you see any new person in our Foundry family? Oh, right over here. So, friends, this is Pastor Malcolm, and I'm going to invite him to actually come and sit with us. Would that be okay? So we can see him real up close. All right. Kate, why don't we scoot over a little bit? We're going to let Pastor Malcolm sit right here next to me. Wonderful. There you go. Perfect. Hello. So this is our new friend, Pastor Malcolm, and he is here to get to know us, to love us, to care for us, and guess what? we're here to get to know him and love and care for him too. Isn't that neat how that works? So I wanted to tell you a couple neat facts about Pastor Malcolm that you might not know. So get ready. Did you know that Pastor Malcolm has a favorite sport to play? Do you know what? Jamie knows a lot of facts. Is it baseball? I don't know. It has a ball, but it has a different, no, not football. Tennis. Pastor Malcolm loves to play tennis. So if you like tennis, you can meet him for a game, and he can probably teach you a thing or two. Now, what is Pastor Malcolm's favorite football team? I know Jamie knows this one. The Dallas Cowboys. That's right. Go Cowboys. I don't want to hear any booing. No booing. It's his first day, y'all. Come on. All right. Now, does Pastor Malcolm have a favorite baseball team? Yeah, Jamie. He likes the Yankees, which is confusing, but it's okay. It's okay. All right. One fan. So Pastor Malcolm has a lot of interest. You know that Pastor Malcolm is also a daddy. So he has two daughters. Is that right?
One daughter.
And he's got some grandkids.
Two granddaughters.
So he likes kids, which is nice for us because that means we can get to know him. And all around, Pastor Malcolm is a pretty cool guy. And I am so excited, friends, that we all get to have Pastor Malcolm as a part of our family and that we're going to be a part of your family. So as we get to know him more, you can ask him more questions about himself. If you can find out a piece of trivia about Pastor Malcolm that Miss Whitney doesn't know yet, there might be a prize involved. So ask him something and find out a piece of trivia that I don't know yet. Sound good? Let's say a prayer and thank God for bringing Pastor Malcolm here and for our day. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of your servants, whether called to ordained ministry like Pastor Malcolm or just like us who are serving you and growing to love you more each day. Help us to follow the example of Pastor Malcolm, to welcome him and to love him and to bring him in as a part of our family. And all God's children said, amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you. You can go back to your seats, friends.
Well, thanks be to God for all the good things that are happening in and among us at Foundry Church. Today, across the United Methodist Connection, many laity are welcoming a new pastor. July 1st is the day for new appointments made by the bishops of every Episcopal area, and this is the day that they take effect. For those who may not be familiar with the United Methodist way of doing things, we clergy in the United Methodist Church do not seek out a church that we like and then apply for the job. Rather, our bishop assigns clergy to churches that are in need. Of course, there are pros and cons to our system that we call the appointment system. Among the pros of this system is that churches may receive a pastor whom they might otherwise never consider calling. You hear what I'm saying? Also in this system, a pastor cannot be voted out by the congregation. Now, folks can appeal to the district superintendent or to the bishop if there's a concern about their pastoral leader, but there's a layer of support and protection for our clergy that affords us the freedom to take risks, if we will, for the sake of the gospel. Our guest preacher today, Reverend Robert Lee IV, ordained in the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship and a graduate of Duke Divinity School, works and serves within a different kind of system. In what's known as the congregational way of organizing, the local church undertakes a process to call their new pastor, to hire their pastor, and has the power, by congregational vote, to fire their pastor. Last year, Reverend Lee, a nephew generations removed of General Robert E. Lee, if any of you were wondering, it is in fact the case. Reverend Lee was called to his first church out of seminary, a United Church of Christ congregation in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Reverend Lee is an outspoken advocate for racial justice, and as such was invited by the MTV Video Music Awards to introduce the mother of Heather Heyer, the young woman who, as she protested hate and racism at the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, was run down by a truck and killed. Her mother was a speaker at the VMAs, and Reverend Lee was invited to introduce her. Following Reverend Lee's remarks at the VMAs, in which he challenged folks to face up to the reality of racism and white supremacy, and lifted up the Black Lives Matter movement and the Women's March as inspiration for our engagement, his congregation had feelings and thoughts and decided that they needed to gather and take a vote about whether he should stay. Rather than wait for the results of the vote, Reverend Lee discerned that he and his new congregation had different visions for the church, and he chose to resign. Reverend Rob Lee seems a fitting first guest preacher as we kick off our Drop the Mic summer preaching series. His acknowledgement publicly of his own privilege and his complicated heritage, and the ways that he's using that to be a bold witness for justice, is what this series is all about. I know that as one raised in the United Methodist Church, Reverend Lee is excited to step into the historic Foundry pulpit today. And I pray that you, Foundry, will receive him with your characteristic open arms.
Hear these words from the letter to the Romans, taken from the 8th chapter and beginning in the 31st verse. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, and who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long, we are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, let us sing our response to Scripture in His presence, found on page 166 of the African American Heritage Hymnal. hear these words from the Gospel according to Matthew, taken from this 22nd chapter and beginning with the 15th verse. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Hear what the Spirit is saying.
We invite our children now to join their servant leaders at the front of the sanctuary, and if you need accommodation up to the second floor, you can see one of our ushers at the back. Children's worship will be in our fellowship hall.
All these times shall be. I don't know how to follow that, really. Gosh, thank you for that. That was beautiful. Won't you pray with me? Here I raise mine Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. You sought us when we were strangers, wandering from the fold of God. You, to rescue us from danger, interposed your precious blood. God, hide your preacher behind the cross, so that these words are not mine but yours. Speak to me, speak through me, if necessary, in spite of me, always beyond me, that in everything you may be glorified through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God forever and ever. Amen. Every preacher, whether they admit it or not, has these things, and I've made it into a hashtag. It's called pulpit goals. You know, everybody's got the squad goals or the things that are going on. You want to be friends with certain people. You want to be those certain people. You want to be like them. Well, that pulpit and this table have been a pulpit goal for me for forever. I've always wanted to preach from this place since I was knee high to a grasshopper. So it is a great honor for me to be here with you today, and it's even a better honor to be here with Ginger and Malcolm and Ben and Will and TC and all these great folks that I have come to know today. Your generous hospitality is so thankful after the year I've had. It's so gracious. I originally had written a sermon for you today that was going to talk about the perils of American exceptionalism in our time, permeating our culture, coming against us from every angle. I was going to, berate Donald Trump, hoping he might show up, but instead he's at a golf course in New Jersey. So I don't think I'm going to get that today. Too bad, right? Ginger said you were nice people, though, so I don't think that sermon would exactly go over as well as I thought it might. So instead, in a last-ditch effort, I went to see that movie last night at the E Street Theater. Won't You Be My Neighbor? The new documentary on Fred Rogers. I think we need a Fred Rogers theology right about now. For the past almost year now, I have been walking across this country, flying across this country, driving across this country, tweeting across this country about everything that's going wrong. About all the perils of our society, about the dangers of what we face. But I'm starting to think that isn't having the effect that I wanted it to. Certainly, we need to be aware of those problems and acknowledge them for what they are. We need to know what's going on. We can't ignore the fact that there are children at our border that are crying out. We can't ignore the fact that Anthony Kennedy retired and that we might have to face up to some hard truths about LGBTQ rights and Roe v. Wade. But I do know this. We need some Fred Rogers theology that encourages us to be more neighbor-like. Now, I'm not saying more civil. Don't hear me wrong, because Fred Rogers was one of those people, if you watch the documentary, which I hope you will, he talked about the struggles that he faced, but he always confronted them with love. He always confronted the evil with the overwhelming force of good in the world. That's something I think we can get behind. That's something I think we desperately need more of. As I was watching it, they had one particular scene that really stuck out to me because I remember watching it on television in my miniature Lazy Boy recliner with my grandmother. It was right after 9/11, and Mr. Rogers came back for a special television show about national tragedy. He said that we had to keep the faith and be repairers of creation. I saw that. I remember that. I remember sitting there as a child in the third grade wondering if our world was going to hell because of 9/11, thinking to myself, what's next? And then there was this preacher on TV, this Presbyterian minister, saying to us that there was a different way to love, a different way to think about what had happened. Now, I said that we here at Foundry are a special people. You really are. Since 1814, you have been a force to be reckoned with in the District of Columbia. Me personally, I've looked up to you since I was a delegate to General Conference in 2012 when I first met your, I didn't know you would be an associate pastor here, but I met Will, and then we talked about Foundry, and we talked about the mission and ministry of this great, magnificent church, and I wanted us all to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of that, because for me in the South, in a denomination like the United Methodist Church, it's hard. Even if you're a straight cisgender male who simply wants justice for people, it's hard to be Methodist down where I'm from. But you could look to places like Foundry. You could see that there was hope. You could see that justice would eventually roll down from Foundry's pulpit to everyone who needed to hear it. So frankly, today, I feel like I'm preaching to Fred Rogers of the United Methodist Church. I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. I was wondering, what do you say to a progressive congregation who's got it figured out? Well, you may not have it all figured out, but you're getting there, right? You know, like, what do you say? What do you say to a church that looks like you've got it figured out? You say, keep the faith. You look to Romans, not like Jeff Sessions did, but like we do, and we see that I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor bishop, nor anything in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Even our own denomination, of which I am still an associate member and claim that proudly, will not be able to separate us from that great, great love of Jesus Christ. But you may be wondering into yourself, this all sounds good and well, but we're struggling. We're struggling to be the people of God in this place. We have been beaten down. And I get that. I really do. Faith, if you're doing it right, you should be tired. But there's hope. Because as the psalmist writes, though sorrow may last for the night, joy, that inescapable joy, comes in the morning. A new day is dawning in America, my friends. I've crisscrossed this country and I can testify to it that there is a new day coming where activism will once again spew out from our churches into the streets and onto the Capitol grounds. A new day is coming in which we will cry out to those on our border and say that enough is enough to our elected officials, and we will pick up those babies and we will hold them tight and return them to their families and welcome them into this country. A new day is coming, my friends. I'm here to testify to that because I have seen the worst that the church can do, but I've also seen the best. I've seen the worst we've had to offer, all because of saying Black Lives Matter and the Women March is cool. But I know deep down, we are a people with Fred Rogers theology. We believe that the full force of evil will not overcome the force of love. That love will win. You're Fred Rogers. You're Fred Rogers for this district. You're Fred Rogers for this denomination. You're Fred Rogers as repairers of creation. So I simply say to you, keep the faith. God has not brought you this far to leave you here alone. God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is on the side of justice. When I was little, again, in my little miniature lazy boy recliner with my grandmother and my father and my mother, my dad, for some reason, thought it was important to me to impart his childhood onto me, as most parents do. So every night, we would watch Star Trek: The Next Generation. And there's this one episode that sticks out to me because I actually got to meet Whoopi Goldberg, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Guinan from Star Trek: The Next Generation, right? That's so cool. And in this episode, Whoopi Goldberg is talking to Patrick Stewart, who plays Captain Jean-Luc Picard. And Captain Jean-Luc Picard is sitting there about to go into battle. And he wonders if the Visigoths marching over the seven hills of Rome, if Rome knew that what was about to happen, that Rome was about to fall. And Guinan basically says, all you can do is turn the page to see what's next. All you can do is turn the page. Dear people of faith, I don't know exactly what you're going through today, but I do know this. As repairers of creation, as repairers of this nation, as repairers of this denomination, we are called to turn the page. We're called to turn it. I don't know what tomorrow brings as much as any of you, and if you do know, see me after the service so we can write a book. But I do know this, that the act of turning the page to tomorrow is an act of resistance. And in that resistance, we see hope. In that resistance, we see that one day our LGBTQ friends will be ordained in full connection as elders and as deacons. We see that come to fruition. In this turning the page as an act of resistance, we see that neither height nor depth can keep those children away from their families, because we will fight to our last breath to make sure that God's love wins. That's ultimately what it's about. That's ultimately what we're seeking. That's ultimately why we come to the table. As a redeemed and reconciled people, we come to the table because in our baptismal vows, we resist evil in whatever form it presents itself. And evil looks really strong right now. Evil might be winning right now. I confess that it might. But it will not rue the day. Because as Romans says, there is nothing that can keep you Ginger, that can keep you Will, that can keep you TC, that can keep you Foundry Church from the love of God made evident in Christ. And that is our hope. That is what will wake us up tomorrow. For what good is it to come to church on Sunday and not wake up on Monday? So this is your challenge and your mission, to go forth into the world knowing that God loves you. And that love, like Fred Rogers says, is a neighbor-like love. God has moved into the neighborhood. The question is, will you welcome God? Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Lee. Friends, as we move forward into a time for us to have a chance to return our thanks and offer our tithes, gifts, and offerings, we remind you that when you give here at Foundry, you help to support the mission and ministry of Foundry, like our summer preaching series. And next week, we will be welcoming Dr. Diana Butler Bass to preach here with us and to be with us in worship. So as our ushers come forward, I invite you to give as God is calling you.
Constant in the trials and the change.
Friends, Christ invites to this table of love, the table of our redemption, the table at which we receive strength to be repairers of creation. Christ invites all of us to this table. We're invited to come not because we must, but because we may, to receive the free gift of God's love for us. And knowing that we come falling short of God's high calling upon our lives, we pause together to confess. Let us pray together the prayer of confession that you will find in your worship guide. God of all people, we confess that often our patience is short and our anger long-lasting. Too often we become those seeking to entrap others in ideological snares and easily understood categories. We forget who and whose we are, driven by the powers of empire to patterns of fear and anxiety, rather than embracing your limitless grace. Forgive us, we pray. Set us free to be amazed by just what your love can do in us and in your world. We ask it in the name of the one who has come that we might be truly free. Amen. Friends, taste and see. Here is pardon in the compassion of Jesus, through whom all sin is forgiven. Here is strength, nourishment, through which we seek justice and proclaim God's kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
Siblings in Christ, let us rise and greet one another with signs of reconciliation and love. Peace. Friends, we invite you to remain risen as you are able and turn in your red hymnals to page 620. We will be singing the first two verses of One Bread, One Body together. And as we move through the communion liturgy, we'll indicate at the end that we will sing the third verse to close. So let us join in singing with one another, page 620, One Bread, One Body.
We are.
Friends, lift up your hearts and give thanks to God. For blessed are you, O God, who with your word and Holy Spirit created all things and called them good. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us. Through Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead the same Jesus who now reigns with you in glory and poured on us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. And on the night before meeting with death, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. O God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this cup, we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed as the body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at your table forever. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
And so with the boldness of the children of God, we are one body to pray together the prayer Jesus taught us to pray.
That's the one.
Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As our communion servers come forward, I invite you to sing together the third verse of One Bread, One Body. Friends, the table is prepared. Our method of serving will be by intinction. You will come to the servers with your hand outstretched, and they will hand you a piece of bread. You can then gently dip it into the cup. If you need gluten-free elements, they will be located here on the piano side at the front, so please come to those servers. But this is God's table. All are welcome. Come at the direction of the ushers, but come as the Spirit calls you. Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our closing hymn is found in your hymnal. What number is it? 127. Let's rise as we're able and sing together. I give thanks to God for the great blessing that we have received today as our brother, Reverend Rob Lee, has come to be among us and to bear witness to the powerful love of God, and also to bear witness to the role of Foundry Church in the connection in this city and in the world. What a gift to be reminded of the great call and responsibility that we bear as Foundry United Methodist Church. I want to remind you as we close our service today that we have ministers of prayer available to pray with you at the close of the service. So come forward and receive that gift if it would serve you today. And at this time, I want to invite Reverend Lee to come and to share with us final word of blessing, benediction, and sending.
As you go from this place to be repairers of creation, as you go into your neighborhood, may you do so in the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.